Speaking of halves, and a bloke who, he was terrific last week. I think it's probably the best game I've seen him play in first grade. We speak of one of the great names in the NRL at the moment, Phoenix Crossland. G'day, Phoenix.
How's it going?
Mate, well done. Congratulations on a stirring victory. We called the game here at SEN 1170 last weekend where it was 16 points to nil. That try at halftime really hurt you, but somehow from nowhere you escaped and got yourselves back in the winning circle.
Yeah, it was good to get the win. Obviously, we're under a bit of heat, so yeah, it was good that I got to wear the number 7 and get the job done.
Phoenix, where does the name come from?
I don't know. My mum sort of just came up with it. I don't know. Not too sure. It's not really from anyone, but yeah, I don't mind it, eh?
I like it. Maybe was your mum a fan of River Phoenix?
I don't even know who that is, but maybe.
Yeah. No, he's one of the great actors.
Okay. Have you seen something about Mary Phoenix?
No.
No, of course you haven't. No one has. Doesn't exist. Have you got siblings, Phoenix?
Yeah, I've got three sisters and one brother. Ivy, Tor, yeah, and Bodie.
Oh, good.
Do you all surf?
Nah, none of it.
Nah. sounds like a surfing. Well, tell us the background, Phoenix. So you're born in New Zealand.
Yeah, I was born in Wellington in New Zealand.
Yeah, the cake tin.
And then, what?
The cake tin.
I hasn't heard of that either.
You know where the Hurricanes what? Play?
Nah.
Have you heard of the Wellington Hurricanes?
I know the Wellington Phoenix. That's it.
Ah, yeah, the soccer team. Now,
he is the Wellington Phoenix.
Maybe he's named after the Wellington Phoenix. Now, anyway,
they're a soccer team.
Yeah, they are a soccer team. Oh, you like your soccer?
Well, I've never watched them.
But you've heard of the Phoenix, but you haven't heard of the Hurricanes.
I've heard of the Hurricanes, but I don't even know where they're from.
Wellington.
Caked in.
I don't know. I don't watch the Union.
No, who does?
Yeah. Okay, so have you got a... You've probably been listening to the show, no doubt, as all the players do, particularly when in the bubble mode. Have you got a shit town nomination, Phoenix?
Shit town.
That you've been to?
Oh, Lake Haven, Central Coast.
Lake Haven.
Have you been there?
No. Sell it to us.
There's shops there. And then that's it.
Yeah.
What sort of shops?
Dodgy.
I don't mind. Hey, Phoenix.
Ones that I don't go to.
Phoenix, I want to ask you about Kalyn Ponga because, like, on the field last week in the second half, he was just phenomenal. What sort of a bloke is he at training? Because he strikes me as someone who's very laid back, but is he a big talker?
Yeah, he is at training. He's laid back, but at the same time, when something needs to be done, he's always there. And he's, you know, for Texie Hoy, he was there in the off season when he was injured. So he's a big voice, but he's also very laid back.
How was Wagga Wagga last week, Phoenix?
Yeah, it actually surprised me. It's actually a pretty big like town. We went for a walk to get like a chocolate milk and that, and it's like a developing city, eh?
Well, Sterlo landed on something before. Sterlo's from Wagga Wagga. And he says people from Wagga Wagga call Wagga Wagga Wagga. But why don't they call Woi Woi Woi?
I don't know. I'll grab him best.
Where's the best from? Is he from Woi Woi?
Yeah, he's from Woi Woi.
Ask him.
Tell me about Bradman Best, speaking of great names.
Yes.
Is he... so he's only 19.
Yeah.
The size of that beast. Is he strong in the gym? Yeah, what's his go-to? He looks like he's doing a lot of trap work.
I don't know. I don't watch him in the gym, but he's pretty big. Yeah, he works hard in the gym.
We're just seeing a replay of your game, actually. Suaso Sue's down. How's he going? Is he all right?
Yeah, he trained today. He's good. He's just no contact this week. Hopefully, he's good to go this week.
They seem inseparable, Connor Watson and also Kalyn. If somebody said Phoenix Crossland is inseparable with insert name, who would that person be?
Oh. Probably Mackenzie Baker. He's one of the second string fullbacks. So he's probably one of my best mates in the team. He's a Queenslander, but I seem to get along with him quite well.
Hey, I just watching you get tackled there, and there was a bloke who tried to jam your head into the other side of the universe. That was Corey Harawira-Naira, by the way.
was it?
Yeah. So if you got a sore lemon spread, it was Corey Harrower and Ira.
Phoenix, you were saying your best mate, but I got a text came through and they're saying Adam O'Brien is the gentleman that you hang around.
Oh.
He seems to be your best mate.
Who said that?
That was from a C. Watson.
Nah, he's one of your good mates, yeah.
Yeah, you got to say that.
Oh, yeah.
You got to say that. What about the great...
Well, Connor Watson gave him his try, too. He just went over for the try, I mean. Phoenix just scored the try.
Yeah. I own a beer. It was all him.
Beautiful. And a little tap on the tush for Kalen, too, I just noticed.
And you looked at the camera, too, Phoenix. I liked it. Sly look, straight at the camera. Well done, son.
Look like a dickhead. I was looking at my mum and everyone thinks I'm trying to snort the camera. I was looking at my family. I promise you.
Hey, can you... I love that short kickoff too, by the way. That's what got you back in the game. Yeah. Can we please see more of them? Why do we predictably kick it to the best front rower in their team?
I don't know. It was good eyes up play. I didn't even know what was happening. I think one of our trainers sort of came on and said, like, look up, and then Kay just did it and it paid off. But, yeah, I reckon it's a good play. Like, even dropouts too, I reckon... The short kickoff off dropouts. I reckon they're good.
Phoenix, if you could get one player from any club to come into Newcastle tomorrow, who would it be? Just one.
One player. I don't know. I like our team.
Yeah, I know. But just put him on the bench. Put this bloke on the bench.
I don't know. Maybe Ryan Papenhuyzen at the moment. He's pretty good.
Mm. Well, the Papster. Actually, he wouldn't have seen the teams yet. He wouldn't have seen the teams.
They're playing the Tigers. You know Dewey's in the centres? Phoenix? Yeah. Moses Mbai to 6.
Oh, yeah.
So they're coming for you. They're coming for
you. Jockey Madden.
Yeah. Jockey Madden is at 14, yeah. So he's in, as well as Sean Blore.
Bradman Best named it second row. Sorry, that's number 4, Bradman Best. Just having a bit of fun with you. There you go. Anything else for our man, Phoenix?
No.
He's in the keep list, by the way.
Absolutely. You're in the list.
So what we have, Phoenix, we have a keep list and a dump list. Players who we interview, we either get them back or we don't. You're in the keep list, okay? You're a good interview.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
There you go. So what a cracking kid is Phoenix. No airs or graces, just a good, honest kid. Pisser, says Murph. there you go. Phoenix, mate, we're enjoying watching you play. The Knights are back in the winner's circle, but this is a team who's beaten you this year, so you need to get ready for the mighty Tigers. Thanks again, Phoenix. Oh, before you go.
No, just say good luck at the cake tin on Friday night.
Cheers, mate.
Good on you, mate. There you go.